boys are 3 minutes late.
I know that, sir, but Josh is a very good excuse. Why don't you just tell him, Josh?
Yeah, why don't you just tell me?
You see, it's,
3 minutes is 5% of an hour.
It's kind of unbelievable.
Anybody else would say Pablo Casals, perhaps the greatest cellist in the world, with possible exception of Yo-Yo Moss, from a fiery car wreck on Sunset Boulevard would be bragging about it, but not Josh. He didn't want to spoil the 11 o'clock news for you.
Don't bullshit me. I'm a big cello fan. Casals died years ago. Now get the hell out of here, boys, and man your stations. Move it!
Jim E. Knight and Dr. Doc Brown.
I can tell you why. I can tell you why, man, because right there, there they go asking that musical question of just what the hell is going on over there at Lost Discs Radio. All right, that's what people have been asking, and a lot of people have been chiming in about it, and I'll tell you what, folks, listen, we're down one suddenly, okay? There's no easy way to put this, folks, if you haven't heard the news yet, but yes, we did. We lost our dear, dear Chesty. And that's been a huge blow. Huge blow for all of us over here. We've got our crew on the line at least. We've got Dr. Doc Brown out of Connecticut. Let's see if we got
him. Yeah.
Yeah?
Yep. Yep.
All right, you're coming in clear, loud and clear on the board. We've got Joe Stacks out of Pittsburgh.
Good evening.
All right, so we've got our support network in place, folks, for condolences and felicitations, right? Now, all of that is to say that there will be, there is a Chesty tribute show in the works, and I'm going to try to shoot for her birth month, which is February, okay? So we're going to take a few months and really think about this, and kind of, I'm going to try to put together a nice hour or more. If we have enough material, it might go longer. Could be a big spectacular. Well, it will be. It'll be a spectacular.
Of course it will be.
Joe, Doc, anything you want to say before we move on?
Well, yeah. Well, I mean, what would Lost Discs radio show be without a spectacular? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Usually, when these things happen, we somehow pull together a spectacular.
Right. Right. And I think that's spectacular.
All right, well, that's what we want to do, Joe.
Just, you know, we'll always have her with us. We'll always be thinking of her. She'll always be a part of us.
Well, you know, I'm glad you mentioned that.
Carry that forward.
Okay, so for all of you chick pick fans, Chesty picked out a couple of 45s intentionally to be played posthumously as chick picks.
Okay? Of course you did.
Now, okay, so just stand by. I don't think we're doing one tonight exactly, but we're going to work our way into those. I'd say we have about a half a dozen chick picks yet to be revealed over the next several months. Right?
So awesome.
Stay tuned, gang. And in the meanwhile, we're going to send this one out to Chesty. Hey, it's because it's by her, originally by her favorite Beatle. Go ahead. Doc, who's your favorite Beatle?
George Harrison.
Right. Joe?
George.
Okay, you got it. This one goes out to our dear Chesty.
Something in the way she moves attracts me like no other lover. Oh, something in the way she moves me. I don't wanna leave her now. You know I believe in how. Something in her smile, she knows that I don't need no other lover. Oh, something in her style, she shows me. I don't wanna leave her now. You know I believe in how. You're asking me, will my love grow? I don't know. I don't know. Oh, just stick around, now it may show. Thing she shows me. Well, I don't wanna leave her now. You know I believe in how. Shows me. Well, I don't wanna leave her now. You know.
Lost discs, discs, discs.
You know there's something happening, but you don't know what it is.
The falling leaves are drifting by my window pane. Autumn leaves, all red and gold. I see your lips, your summer kisses thrill me so. The sunburned hands I used to hold.
Since you went away, days go on, and soon I'll hear old winter song.
But I miss you most of all, my darling, when autumn leaves start to fall.
Sometimes you're just not with it.
Whilst I walk in my hometown, had a movie which brought me down. I met a young girl I thought I knew from years ago, and I loved her too. From years ago, and I loved her. Dressed in black shawl, thrilled with lace, said she'd take me home to her place. But of my memory, she had no trace, no recognition in her lonely face. No recognition in her lonely. Past a graveyard on our way, told her that's where my grandfolks lay. Did she hear me?
I could not say. For when I turned, she had passed away. For when I turned, she had passed away.
Dude. is raining. Somebody give me my gin.
Boston Crabs. See, the Boston Crabs from nowhere near Boston, I think. Joe, aren't they a British group of some early British invasion?
Yeah, that's the crazy part. The Boston Crabs. Come on.
Yeah, well, it could have been a medical condition. We don't.
Sure, they're from the university town of Cambridge, in fact, in the UK.
Okay, all right, well.
Well, you're talking about a different British invasion, though. Right, with Boston.
What? Okay, we're moving. All right, Doc, I'm fading you down. Oh, it's early. It's already early. I'm fading Dr. Doc down.
The British are coming.
Okay, so I think that was the same British that they were concerned about, though, Doc. So what are you talking about? We're moving on. Wow. Okay, we'll edit that out later. Hey, hook foot. Doc, maybe this is the problem. You got your foot hooked. That was hook foot. Because hook foot, we try to pay attention, Doc. We paid hook foot before that. Is everybody okay with this?
No.
Out of 1971 on the A&M label, right? But speaking of British groups, Joe?
Yes.
And before that, all right, we'll come back to that. Are you guys okay tonight, by the way? Can I get you something? What are you drinking? Who's drinking that?
I have a CC and ginger ale.
See?
Currently.
All right. Look, before Hookfoot, it was the Mods. Unbelievably. Yes, they were called the Mods with their version of Autumn Leaves, right out of 1966 on the Columbia label.
Was that the one that you played Squaresville afterwards?
Yeah, man.
I was thinking that. I was glad that made a comeback to Squaresville.
Oh, yeah, good.
I was I was right on board with that.
Yeah, okay. And we kicked off the set with Ernie Andrews. Yes, Philadelphia native. Ernie Andrews on the Fillet of Soul, dig? The Fillet of Soul record label with his cover of the Beatles' Something, specifically George Harrison's Something. His version there out of 1970, big decades-long career for Ernie Andrews there on the light pop jazz scene, man, right?
Almost two first names.
Now, look, Joe, let's kick it back. First of all, the Mods, unfortunately, that had nothing to do with any of the really cool like garage band groups called the Mods.
Yeah, and I was kind of flummoxed that for one thing, there's like half a dozen. There's got to be seven or eight Mods that were out there. I mean, from all over the country, from Fort Worth, from Cleveland, you name it. There were with records out there, and so I had nothing on these guys.
Yeah, I'm assuming a studio group. Bunch of vocalist guys, you know, little pop jazz thing.
Sure.
Might have seemed a little hip in 66 to a certain crowd, but I don't know. All right, so anyway, Hookfoot came after that. Out of 1971, Joe, now come on. These guys were connected with Elton John somehow, right?
Yeah, they're surprisingly active with like something like four albums over their career. But yeah, they were originally session musicians for the British DJM label. And they backed Elton John on a lot of his early work. But they also played as their own entity. The only name I really recognized from the group is a guy named Caleb Quay, who went on to like future session guitar work.
Okay. Well, yeah, I mean, it's a pretty slick album. The one and only Hookfoot album I got here is a pretty slick thing. I was more impressed than I expected to be. So, you know, they got some chops. You might want to check them out. I don't know, folks. I'm just saying, why else are you listening to this program if you're not being turned on to old new music, right? Right, some new oldies, right, geniuses? All right, let's keep things moving, I think. Hey, now look, we did get an email in. We got a few emails in. People are getting it on the shortwave. We heard in from Matthew in Cleveland, picking us up on 6160 kilocycles with lots of atmospheric effect, he says. All right, and of course, we've heard in from Diana and Wayne down in Mary Lane, and we've heard from Jason in Halifax, and Kevin in Michigan, I think. And I, in all these places, and I don't know. Okay, so this is the way it goes, folks. You can get in and be in touch with us. Go ahead. Who can give them the email address real quick? Do it.
Oh, that would be lostdiscsradio at yahoo.com. That's discs with a C.
I'll say it one more time.
Lostdiscsradio at yahoo.com.
All right. Speaking very clearly now for us, Doc. I appreciate that up against that old microphone of yours. Okay, so we're moving it along here. We're doing pretty well. It's the fall. It is autumn leaves out there. We've got this group here coming up, the West Coast Branch. Right, Joe? Two singles for these guys. Somehow I have them both.
How did you do that? First off.
I went down to the old, late night record shop, line and bread, like Brian Wilson did. How about that? All right, so now come on. Let's see, where are we at? Yeah, West Coast Branch, let's get into it. A little bit of colors action for your fall edification, folks. Maybe. Either way, it's going to be exclusive tonight on Lost Discs.
If I had my way, I think I'd leave. Thoughts before my eyes, I can't conceive. Stand inside myself and in the walls. I must find a way to give my feet back on the ground. Colors of my life go flashing by. I can't even stop to reason why. There are things that can't be changed, they just go on and on. Though these things aren't a rearranging, doesn't mean they're wrong. Part of me. All these things are planned consistently. There are rules which you must follow. They are for as long. If you step outside the line, your kingdom has to fall. Colors of my life go flashing by. I can't even stop to reason why. Stand inside myself and in the walls of the way down. I must find a way to get my feet back on the ground.
And then, stick the smoke pipe out the window.
When the local population starts to worry about your mood, starts to wonder why the clouds are in your eyes, you can tell them it's the flowers or the cinder in the air, but don't let on what's under your disguise. What's inside or behind me? Thought that is real, I can feel it won't find me. And hey, put the clock back on the wall. I've been away where the night meets the morning in flashes of gray, bring the day and it's warning me. Hey, put the clock back on the wall. Population starts to act a little strange, starts to make you giggle to yourself inside, and he'll ask you why you're laughing as he laughs along with you. You don't know, but you both laugh so hard you cry.
The other night was so wonderful, but it was also something they put in the cake.
What do you mean, something they put in the cake?
Something. Why, didn't you like it?
Kids in trouble. Whom do they turn to?
Jim E. Knight!
I'm just a lonesome drifter, ain't got no place to call my own. I am so lonely, ain't got no loved ones. I don't even have a place called.
Down and out sounds of Jericho Brown. What can I tell you? Out of Texas, 1958, on the Delphi label. You digging that action? I'm digging that action. I don't know if I'd call that rockabilly or what I'd call that, Joe.
I think the jury's still out on that, but that was sweet. I've never heard of Jericho Brown.
No, me neither. And then suddenly, I figured this was like one off guy, good luck. And I don't know, he had like... He had at least 20 years of putting out singles and I don't know what all. So he had a career down south, maybe more pronounced. I don't know. All right. So anyways, let's see. Where are we? We got before Jericho Brown. Now, look, do you know that song? Put the clock back on the wall. Huh? Because if you know that song, that says a lot about you. Okay. first of all, if you do know that song, you may... more likely know it by a group called the E-Types, which is where I first heard it. But it's possible, though, the one we heard came first, and that was a group here called the Parrots, which, Joe, I always thought the Parrots were out of Pittsburgh, but set me straight. What do you know?
Well, what little I could find from my usual sources suggests they were actually out of they're believed to come from Florida.
Uh-huh. I don't
so
know.
That's it. One single on the Mala label.
Yeah.
And that's it. One and done.
Yeah, we got it there. And yeah, so I don't know what's about that. But yeah, out of 1967, folks, that's how these things go around here, if you haven't noticed. All right, and speaking of that kind of thing, yes, we kicked it off with West Coast Branch. Joe, do we care? They do a great cover of Spoonful, but we heard Colors of My Life, which was a obscure B-side from these guys. What do we know?
Nice. Well, they're going to probably be obscure in any case. But again, I was digging it. Never heard them before. But according to the big book that I've got here, two singles, just that one on A&M and one before that for the Valiant label.
Yeah.
Well, so, and
all right.
Yeah. And that's their story.
It doesn't seem to be too much to dig in on some of these things here tonight, folks. But yeah. All right, so those first two sets are sort of... those songs are showing you the state of mind around here ever since we lost our dear Chesty. Let's check in and see what people are saying, because there are emails that have come in about this. And by the way, Doc, I hate to... Hey, I tell you, but the boss man, Randy Tivins,
okay,
from over at rockandradio.com, has emailed in. He says, we're sounding great, but tell Doc to get off the juice.
What?
Get off the juice. Try the sauce instead.
Yeah. Get off the juice, man. Put down the jug.
This is funny.
Huh?
Oh man, I have not been on the juice.
I know you're really.
This is just me.
I know. See, Doc, we talked about this, folks, and Doc was really trying to be sober for the show tonight.
And I am.
And play it straight, and it's still a little murky. Oh my God. Okay, here we go. Jerry from Nyack coming in on the email. Dear Lost Discs Radio people. Chesty was a force of nature and will be missed, but she lives in our hearts and memories. Thanks for keeping it real and carrying on. That's Jerry in Nyack, New York. All right, so we have the best listeners. Folks, these people have been with us for a long time now, people like that. So, chime in if you want. Oh, there it is. Oh, there they are. It's Mayo and Molina. Well, sure. All right. Well, I hope you caught it from top of the hour, folks, but they're checking in anyway, and they're doing homework. God, guys, come on. Oh, my God. People in Connecticut, seriously, you've got to relax. It's a Saturday night. It's a damn Saturday night. Gee, God.
Well,
please.
Except for me.
No. I don't know what else to say. All right. So let's – I better shut up before, you know, we'll be offending people trying to – build our listeners up there, Doc, but I'm bringing them down. All right, so here we go. Now we're gonna be digging this stuff. Now look, now here's the kind of thing. Now see, yes, all of this music comes ripped right off of the records or in live time on the turntable from the actual needle on the platter. You dig? And this is just I just go about my life, and I just kind of look around occasionally, and I run into these things, right? This is like therapy for me, is what I'm trying to say, because I didn't ask for this, man, but these things find me, and here comes one from Little Butchie Saunders. Now, you got to dig this action. You all know Frankie Lyman. You know, why do fools fall in love?
He played with a bunch of teenagers.
Yeah, Frankie Lyman and the Teenagers. Why do they fall in love? Yabba-dabba. Okay. So that was, you know, he was all the rage back in like 1956, 57 when he was breaking out big there. Frankie Lyman was. And so a lot of labels were trying to get a guy like that, trying to get a sign up a kid and some teenagers like that. So here's one, his first record shot out the box, and boy, this is some cultural, this is like multi-layered cultural appropriation. It is fantastic, folks. When you're going to be digging, the rock and roll Indian dance tonight on Lost Discs.
Rock and roll Indian dance, rock and roll.
Since we can do
rock and roll Indian dance,
Hello, this is Spencer Davis. We're both part of a generation that will inherit the Earth. And as we all know, the Earth is in trouble. We all have a responsibility to do something for our beliefs. If you're 18 or over, you have the right to vote. This is perhaps the only meaningful tool at our disposal right now. I don't have to tell you who to vote for or what needs to be done. Don't waste your vote or your planet. Use your right to vote for a positive, meaningful purpose. Please vote, irregardless of what the polls say.
Well, let me tell you one thing, son.
We're not just hoping you're dumb, America.
If you fool me, we can't get fooled again.
We're banking on it.
Walking down the beach one bright and sunny day, I saw a great big wooden box that was floating in the bay. I picked it up and I opened it up, and to my surprise, well, I discovered it right before my eyes. Whoa, I discovered it right before my eyes. I picked it up and I ran to town, I was happy as a king. I took it to a guy I knew would buy most anything. When he said to me as I walked in the shop, oh, get out of here with that before I call the cops. Oh, get out of here with that before I call the cops. I wandered all through the town until I chanced to meet a hobo who was looking for a little hand out on the street. He said, take most any old thing, well, he was a desperate man. Well, but when I showed him that, he turned around and ran. When I showed him that, he turned around and ran. I wandered all through the years, a victim of my faith. Well, until I came upon St. Peter at the gate. And this is what he hollered at me as I walked in the door. Oh, get out of here with that, and take it down below. Oh, get out of here with that, and take it down below. And you should see your prickly box, and it's within your reach. Don't ever stop to moving it up, that's my advice to you. You'll never get rid of that, no matter what you do.
I don't understand, sir.
Neither do we.
Different people to be.
Lost discs.
What is this thing you were doing yesterday with the Bell telephone system?
Yesterday?
Yes.
I was just playing around with it a whole
Doing what?
I was just dialing numbers and things like that, you know.
Somebody, the police department told me, you know, they have this special investigation team for weird people.
Uh-huh.
Somebody told me you spent all afternoon running around yesterday feeling telephone slots for change.
I've got to meet my fate, turn away from everything that hates. The blind can see today.
God, what is that? What is that?
Rock and radio.
And hear this.
That's October. Yeah, October. Name of the group is October. Right? This is a Quebec group, right? Montreal, Quebec. Viens vivre. Right? Let's live. We're meant to live, folks. Can I tell you? Oh, yes. We love doing an October show. That's why we just had to do it. Yeah, we had to do it for your edification tonight, folks, on Lost Discs Radio. This is Jimmy Knight, been sitting in here with you for this past hour. Yes, of course, 1973 action on that kind of pop prog action there from October. And before that, it was the Damnation of Adam Blessing. I should put up the reverb for that. I can do that. The Damnation of Adam Blessing on the United Artists label, 1969, with Le Voyage. You dig? Yes, there was a group called The Damnation of Adam Blessing, and there they were, man, we got the LP. Out of 69, and now before that, yes, it was Marble Frog. Yeah, the Marble Frog, man, out of 68 on the Derek label, right out of Tulsa, Oklahoma, with their version of Season of the Witch.
Now, is that, we've never played that one before.
I do not believe we have. How do you feel about it? Right?
I was waiting. There it goes. You never cease to amaze me.
People get nervous if there's not a version of Season of the Witch. This is like year 22 in a row or something. I don't know. All right, so look, it was the Deckers before that with their version of the thing. You know, that thing in that box that was the blah, 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 blah. And, you know, you better put it back or drop it quick if you ever see it. Right? The Deckers were a Philadelphia group, folks. I hate to keep breaking this to you, but we've been finding some old Philly records ever since we got down in these parts. Right, you dig? Okay, so kicked it off with Little Butchie Saunders on the Herald label out of New York City. That rock and roll Indian dance, folks. Hope you took off your shoes and was stamping around with us.
That was rough.
On that one, right? All right, so yes... All right, now look, I tell you what, that's it, man. There's just nothing else to say. Yes, Dr. Doc Brown has sobered up a bit here in the second half hour. It's very nice. Very nice, Doc. Nice to have you on. We'll have to do it again so long as you can stay on the wagon.
Well, the sauce is better than the juice, to quote Joe Stacks. The sauce is better than the juice,
yes.
To quote Joe Stacks.
Yes, all right. Joe, thanks for being on tonight. What do you say?
Always a pleasure. Great to be back.
Thanks. Get over to rockandradio.com and check out the RLT Archives Music Magazine with the boss man, Randy Tibbins. And check out the stepfather of soul, Jason Stone. And check out the electrophonic, Bri-Fi Phillips. And good old what's his name with the deep album tracks, Brainerd. All right, folks. We got to go. Good night, Weasley Steve. Right, and good night, Chesty. Wherever.